Hey, everybody, you're back with Dave and Ed. This is To the Death Podcast.
Episode 44 with...
40.
Who are we with?
Four. We're with Peter Pan.
Peter Ham.
Peter Ham, my brother, Matt Ross, a.k.a. the Brown Belt Killer.
He hasn't killed any brown belts in a while.
No, and never any in here.
I was rolling with him today. I just put the heaviness on him. He couldn't even get me off.
That's good.
Thanks.
Who did he tap today? He tapped somebody today and was kind of celebrating in his head, and I could see him smiling about it big.
You know, we can't
remember who
I came in the other day, Thursday, and I didn't roll. And sometimes it's just good to watch, because when I'm rolling, I never even get to watch. Sometimes it's fun to watch and critique.
But who was he rolling with that you were watching? Oh, me.
Yeah, he got killed.
He doesn't know what he's doing. I don't. Who gave him his blue belt? Sometimes, you know, I listened to Alan and I did the promotions the way that he suggested, where sometimes you promote people hoping that they reach that next level.
Sure.
It didn't work for Matt. What do I do now? Do I take the belt away and give him a 4-stripe white belt? Or maybe I give him a 5-stripe white belt?
No, you just got to extend the timeline on the blue belt. He'll be a blue belt for about 5 or 6 years.
He's not getting any more stripes ever.
Good.
That's it. I actually told everyone in here no more stripes ever again. That way people stop thinking about him.
When I first started, it felt like none of us were ever going to get promoted because we were all just being lazy together.
Do you think that if we eliminated stripes that it would hurt or help? Because you know that people like the stripes to feel recognition for their hard work.
For sure, the masses, it would hurt to take the stripes away. For the hardcore, it doesn't matter either way. So have stripes. It's good to have stripes.
Okay. But not for Matt.
Not for Matt.
Or Tom.
Tom.
Or Jess. Or Ron. Do you remember Ron? We were talking about him a few minutes
Ron
ago.
Who?
Ron.
No. Doesn't ring a bell.
Ron?
Nope.
All right. Well, he used to train here.
Yeah, you were just working on lapel guard. He was the only guy. Lapel guard.
Since he left?
It's gone. Nobody does it.
I know.
You tried to do it to me the other day, actually.
I've been trying to bring it back, but when Ron was here, we would talk about it for like 15 minutes after every class, and I felt like my lapel guard was really good.
Let me tell you the problem with lapel guard. It is a guard.
You can move a little, Dave. It's okay.
The guard that you have to drill more than the other guards, because
yes.
I find myself just thinking way too much, and there's a lot of steps in the guard, in the lapel guard,
sure.
And if you're thinking, you're not doing. That's the problem. That was the problem that John Stanley had at the tournament. He was thinking about the shrimps instead of just being the shrimp.
He came in here today. He trained at Yanni's last night. And I don't remember the kid's name. He came here, Nogi, from...
Right, right, right.
You know who I'm talking about?
Yes, the heel hook kid.
Yes. Well, I guess he signed up at Yanni's. He ankle locked John Stanley 4 times in a row last night. So obviously that quick little ankle lock refresher we did with him did not help.
That will work. First of all, the kid, he's a blue belt?
Yes.
Okay, that's the first step. Second step, that's his main game is leg attacks. So he's doing stuff a little bit different to deal with the basic defense.
Sure.
So it's going to take more than the basic defense to stop him.
Okay.
So, but that's good that John Stanley keep going there. Then when it's time for a tournament with the guys his own level, there's no way that they're going to ankle lock him.
Fine. His own level, white belt. For life, John Stanley. I apologize. But Ed told me I need to stop promoting everyone.
No, but I'm still seeing it. I need to be there and watch more. I got to do more watching. Stop making me roll with Sam.
No, you have to roll with Sam.
I know. Listen, Sam, you suck. I killed him today. Killed him.
What's killed?
I took his back. Couldn't finish, but I was there the whole time.
That's fine. He knows taking the back is total domination.
Yeah, I totally dominated him.
That's it. Sorry, Sam.
Sorry, buddy.
Did you start in top half?
Nope. I started from bottom, got my regular half guard sweep that he can't stop, passed, took his back, couldn't choke.
All right. Now, I know that we talked about this already. You know what? Let's not even talk about it again.
Okay.
I'll tell you personally. We could just have a normal conversation about daily life. How about we get into the episode with Matt?
Okay. Before we get into the episode, let's give a big shout out to our main sponsor, Core BJJ. I've been showing up to your gym 3-4 times a week. I haven't stopped in a long time, and I've been getting better, trying to help. I'm excited to get everybody in here better with their shrimps. I'm so happy to come. I'll come even if I'm not rolling. I'm going to be here.
You're going to roll.
I'm going to roll, but make sure if you want to come roll with me, learn how to shrimp, corebjjnj.com. Also on all social media, corebjjnj.
All right, let's talk about the sponsor that you hate, Dr. David Swoboda. If you guys want to stay training, injury-free, or work through some injuries that you have, you can call up or message Dr. David, all right? Reach out to him on Instagram at dswoboda or on Facebook at Ground Game Physio. He also has a website. Even if you don't go to the website for any other reason, go there so that you can go to a contact page I imagine he has. Message him through there so that he knows the website should have been there from the beginning.
Right. And if you're going to use his advice, you actually have to do it, Dave. He's working with you, showing you all the fluid you got in your knee, telling you got to ice it. You're saying, I'm not going to ice it. It's never going to get better then.
I don't think it was fluid. I think it was fat.
He said it's fluid. He's a doctor.
And he didn't say ice it. He said, I don't need to ice it. He said, elevate it.
He said it would definitely help to ice.
I'm not sure that I heard that part.
He's shaking his head yes right now.
You said that?
Yes.
Wouldn't hurt.
No, but it would definitely help you. Just listen. Dave, he wants to pick and choose when he's going to listen. Just listen to what he says.
No, I'm
going to
do the elevate. I'm going to go home and I'm going to lay down and just put my leg up and Olga's going to say something. Can you help me with it? Sorry, doctor's orders.
Doctor's orders. How's your diet been?
My diet's fantastic.
Not mine. Okay, it's fine. I'm going to make it easier for you because you can't. If I get too light, then you'll never beat me.
I'm not really losing much weight though. 192 I made it to, but everyone in the house is commenting that I look much leaner.
Yeah, that's possible. You can not.
I hate that. I want the number to go down.
Maybe you putting all this mass on from all those workouts.
All those workouts. Yeah.
Wait, did you go again yesterday?
I sure did.
How was it? You feel sore? Or you're starting to get used to it.
I feel like some days we work much harder than other days. Yesterday, I don't feel like we worked that hard. My triceps are a little sore, is all.
That's good. You don't want to get. But the problem is, when I first start working out, I go too hard. I hurt myself, and then I don't want to do it anymore.
No, I feel just different days. We work on different muscle groups or sets, and yesterday was like kind of just an arm workout, so my whole body didn't get involved in the workout. The week before, we did deadlifts, and we did that. Everything hurt.
But you're only going once a week.
Yeah, I know. I need
you
got to
supplement,
more.
At least in here. Remember when we were going to do the kettlebells? We still haven't started.
We talked about it this week. Monday, Ed. We're doing it on Monday. Are you coming or are you going to Yanni's?
I don't know. Don't go
to Yanni's.
All right, we'll
it's fine.
It out.
Bring your daughter. She wants to train.
Okay.
I have a gi if you need it.
Let's get into the episode. We talk about some of the same things we talked about in the last episode. You'll have a good laugh.
And once again, you hear about how dirty Ed is. Message him. Tell him to shower.
Most of it was dirty. I've been getting better over time. I still have room for improvement, and I'm going to, because I listen.
Did you brush your teeth before you came today?
I absolutely did.
Thank you.
Okay. Hope you guys enjoy. This is To the Death Podcast. You don't know what number, that's
44.
Why. 44. Okay.
Yeah.
Just ask now, Maddie. What do you think?
What were you just going to ask? Ask what you were going to ask. Say it on the microphone. Podcast. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared.
Where's all like the stars?
You gotta put your friggin' mic.
Where's the stars at?
Oh, burn.
Stars?
The stars, yeah. We haven't had any star podcast.
Just
guests.
Had everybody from the gym. What's
yeah,
up?
Yeah. Matt's unimpressed by him, even himself.
Oh, you want me to go back to hunt people down?
No, I don't want you to hunt people down. I'm just curious.
We have people that are willing to be on, but we have to go to them. And it's too hard right now because I don't have any days that I could do that. Sunday.
I see.
We have a bunch of people that are still willing to be on. We saw Jamie Cruz over the weekend.
Oh, yes.
And
we didn't even mention
Alan,
that last week.
Yeah, I talked to Alan regularly, and I remind everyone, Jamie and Alan want to do this story time episode, and they're just going to sit down together and tell stories of training in the olden days.
That's a world-class episode.
That's going to be fun.
I think this stuff's got to calm down. We just don't know when it's going to happen. So, in the meantime, we'll just keep doing this.
It's not even that. I have a gym. I can't run every day. We got to plan it ahead of time. We'll go on a Sunday. I was thinking maybe we'll barbecue like we were supposed to do. We'll barbecue. We'll get Jamie there. Or where is it going to be? I don't know.
But Jamie was on the podcast.
Yes, he was. Do you even listen?
Yeah, I listened.
What episode number?
It was early. I don't know, 12?
7.
All right.
7.
I'm 5 off.
Ed's jiu-jitsu grandfather.
Great to see him there. It was such a surprise. Pleasant surprise.
He recognized me. He's like, hey, Dave. I'm like, he had to slip his mask down. I can't tell who
see,
anybody
that's
is.
That's a compliment.
At the tournament?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, John Stanley was saying.
You know how many people he notices in that gym? Not many. That's
thank
nice.
You, Jamie.
Yes.
I appreciate it. Do you think he listens? We should have asked him.
Nah, he's too busy to listen. I hope he doesn't listen.
You hope he doesn't
because
listen?
Because I don't want him to judge us. We're not doing great yet. We can do better.
No, we are. We could do better. No matter how good we are doing, we can always do better. What do you say to that?
That's why I'm here tonight, to make it better.
I don't know if you're going to make it better. If it's anything like your jiu-jitsu, it's going to be horrible.
No. We were just talking about that right before we did this. Maddie was listening to me with the hand in front of the face. He's going to protect his face now, and we're getting through one student at a time. One day at a time.
You missed my first role with Dave yesterday. I was dominating him.
I don't understand this word dominating. Domination. He obviously doesn't know the definition.
Did he hit a sweep?
No, he hit nothing.
What did he do? Pass?
Nothing.
So what is he talking about?
I don't know.
So did you not get a sweep?
He had a collar grip.
I was crushing him. He
That's
was purple.
He had a collar grip.
I saw the tears in his eyes. Fear.
I think I had to take off today because my fingers still.
Ice him. Let me ask you
this. I should ice them.
Have you iced them?
When people tell me to ice them, I think, no, I'm not going to do that. What am I going to get ice, put it in a bag, maybe need a paper towel, maybe not, put it on my hand. Now it's not cold enough. Then I got to take the paper towel off. Then I put it back on. Then it's too cold. I can't deal with this.
You know how my elbow hurts?
Yeah.
There was, for a while, both elbows hurt, and I would go to bed and I'd go to sleep on my back and I'd rest both elbows on ice packs.
Yeah, but then does the water ever get anywhere?
Yes, I would wake up and be soaking wet.
I don't want to deal with that.
But I was just trying to train. I didn't care, so I'm a little bit wet. Are my elbows better?
Can we do an injury update? How are you doing? How are you feeling right now in general?
The knees were popping and clicking today like they've never popped and clicked.
That's not
just for the warm-up. We were doing the shoulder bridges.
Sure.
I don't know why. I'm like, what is going on?
Does it have to do with all this heavy lifting you've been doing on Fridays?
No.
Oh, definitely not.
No.
You can't say that for sure. Why are you so sure about that?
Because we didn't do anything with legs last week.
What, were you just doing push-ups?
I don't remember what we did.
You don't feel any stronger, so you might be joking about
that. Definitely not. Remember our roll yesterday? I did good with you.
We rolled?
No, we didn't roll yesterday. I rolled with Sam. I had a great day with Sam.
Oh, you took my back. Was that yesterday?
That was 2 days ago.
Okay. I got away.
Yeah, my fingers.
The 100%. If Ed gets your back, 100% he finishes. Not this time.
No, no. It's
we dropped him down to 99%.
No, it's always 90. 90 is as high as I'll go.
Do I have water over here? Is that mine?
Yeah, right there. All right, Matty. I guess we'll talk to you today since we didn't talk to Tom that much.
Matt. Peter Pan.
Did you
see Ross.
On one of the recent episodes, he called you Peter Ham.
Peter Ham?
Slip of the tongue.
I like it better.
Slip of the tongue.
You're pink.
I
like
hope
a pig.
That it did not dramatize you.
So, you know, I thought that, you know, you were going to gift me with like a Peter Pan rash.
Can you put that thing closer to your face?
Sorry.
Yeah, don't whisper. He literally is whispering and putting it away from his face.
I did.
Where are we going to get a Peter Pan rash guard?
I don't know.
You know what I want? I want one of those that have muscles. I want a rash guard with muscles.
Yeah, because that working out's not working out.
Yeah. Working out's not working out. So I want a rash guard with muscles.
Can we talk about these Oreos?
I was going to say that was going to be the next thing. Like,
I want you to eat a couple on the podcast and crunch right into the microphone.
That's the Oreos. Me and Maddie got some. Dave didn't want any. So.
No, Oreos
he
are
said
gross.
They're not good. And if you don't eat them with milk, then you shouldn't be eating them.
That's not what I said.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
You know what my friend does? You were talking about getting the mini ones and then eating cereal. My friend drops 6 Oreos right to the bottom of the milk, big glass of milk, and then he dips a couple, and then when he's finished, he'll chug the milk and then just scoop the Oreos out nice and soggy.
That's too soggy for
I
me.
I love soggiest. The soggier, the better.
That's disgusting.
Cereal and Oreos.
No.
Oh, no way with cereal.
I like Captain Crunch.
Oh, that ruins your mouth. It's ruined.
It ruins my mouth?
It does ruin
you know
the roof
what,
of your
though?
Mouth.
It's okay because I brush my teeth.
That doesn't help the roof of your mouth. You don't brush the roof of your mouth. That's weird.
I don't chew with the roof of my mouth. I use my teeth.
But how many do you put in at once? I put in as
a
many
spoonful.
That fit.
I'm right there with Ed.
You hurt your mouth?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I pretty much use a ladle.
All right, hang on. I want to know, what is your favorite cereal, Matt?
My favorite cereal? Cinnamon Toast Crunch all day.
Ed?
It's got to be Cocoa Pebbles or Cocoa Crisps. Anything chocolate.
Reese's Puffs.
They're all right.
Peanut butter.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Too much peanut butter.
Second choice, peanut butter Captain Crunch.
That's a good one.
That's the same.
I like Trix.
Yeah.
I like Trix.
Not gonna
Trix
lie.
Now.
Trix?
Yeah.
Silly.
Don't do that.
Silly rabbit.
Yeah, you guys are dads. I'm not a dad. I'm cool. Just like my daddy.
You're going to delete that part, right?
No, he'll leave that in because somebody might laugh at that. I don't know who.
I'm going to see my dad. I just booked the plane tickets.
When?
In the end of March. For
no.
His, what do you mean?
It's my birthday's in March.
Your birthday's in the beginning of March.
You got to stay the whole month.
No, he's going to be up here for the beginning of your birthday. He's here on the 4th he comes in.
That's March my 4th. Birthday.
That's one year. I got my blue belt.
Yeah, one Ooh. Year. Heck of a year. I should have never given that belt out.
Listen
Is that the reason the year went downhill?
Listen to how sour, because I was ruining him last night.
Not today.
I don't know what. We're going to pull the video up.
We should.
And watch it.
I'm still waiting for my video with Sam.
Didn't I tap you?
My video with Tom.
Oh, my God. I have those videos.
Where are they? They're coming on YouTube.
They're on my computer.
They're on YouTube.
I need an
we
intern.
Just have to make them.
Can I get an intern? Please. I'm begging you. I need help. Please.
Scott. I mean, Scott.
Let's talk about Scott.
Where you at?
Where are you, Scott?
I called him 3 times this week, and I text him. No answer. Because he knows.
What's he know?
You know, every time I text him, he texts me back.
Did you text him this week?
You want me to text him right now?
Right now.
I swear he'll answer me.
No.
Not tonight. Won't. Maybe
Not
tomorrow.
Tonight.
Tomorrow he'll answer. All right. I'm going to text him tomorrow morning, and he will answer me tomorrow.
No, he won't.
Bet.
Okay.
I know where you live, Scott. We're coming for you.
A sleeve.
All right. So
of Wizard.
If he does answer, what should I say to him?
Dave says hi.
That's it? Come on.
Say, text Dave back. He's right, worried about you. I don't know. Say something.
Okay, fine.
Be original.
But my dad's coming up, so that means we're going to have him as guest very shortly.
Very shortly? Okay, we have to talk to him about his hygiene. I want to know if any of these stories that you're telling are true.
For sure.
It has been the only thing we talk about in the gym now.
It is silly, though.
It's not silly.
Come on, don't be mean to me.
I guess I missed something.
He doesn't listen.
I'm still listening to Tom's episode.
Okay, but you heard that Ed only took 4 showers in one winter. Look at his face.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Okay, soon, I don't know when, you're going to see a video demonstration of the dry down.
It's already out. It's been out. It was out last week.
The dry down?
Oh, was it?
It was.
Don't you have to go to work tomorrow?
Saturday and Sunday.
I thought this was a rated G podcast, though.
It is. No,
the dry down.
I don't even want to know what the dry down is.
It's when you are too tired to shower, you just dry yourself off and go to bed.
No, you dry yourself off, put clean clothes on, dry clothes. It's a complete dry down.
So why are we drying ourselves off?
I got sweat all over my hair and my body.
Oh, this is what you do right after class.
You're saying after rolling.
After rolling.
You don't shower?
No, I shower now.
Oh.
Just sometimes I don't.
I would never.
But Ed, how many times this year, 2021, have you done this?
I said a couple. 2 times, big deal. I don't train the next day.
Does your wife listens to these or?
Barely.
Okay.
She knows what I do. She knows about the dry down.
Oh, man.
And she's with me anyways. That's how great I am.
Wow.
See? Not many women would do
that's
that.
That's impressive, I guess.
Come on. You don't do anything...
disgusting?
Yeah.
Oh, let me just talk about my disgustingness.
That's what I do. How come I'm the only one? You don't do anything disgusting?
I don't know.
Like pick your toenails and leave them around the house?
No, I definitely don't do that.
Me neither.
Don't mess around with toenails or fingernails and leave them anywhere. That's gross. Just fingernails and toenails just gross me out.
What about picking boogers and flicking them on the wall?
That's gross too, but...
Come on, you guys don't do anything gross?
No. I go to work and I have to stare at a wall of boogers when I use the bathroom.
There's a wall of boogers?
Yeah. Uh-huh. You have to hunt for a clean toilet if you have to do a number two.
Oh, man.
Hunt. You have to check like 4 bathrooms to try and find one that doesn't have dookie
How
all over the seat.
How often do you do number two at work?
Every day.
Every day?
Every day.
Oh, that's brutal.
How often do you dookie?
Sometimes every other day.
Every other day.
Yeah, I don't put my
I'm a
two time.
A day, are usually.
Yeah, 2 a day. I do 1 at work and 1 at home. You know, Nobody wants to hear about this.
Meg's gone over a week without going.
That's not good.
I don't know. It's her
body. What the heck is that? She's no, like a bird.
You know, these keto meals that we've been doing actually have been cleaning out more. It's been healthier.
All right. I think we need to change the conversation. Nobody wants to hear about this. Nobody wanted to hear about our farts. Nobody wants to hear about our
dookie. I forgot. Anything like this pertains to farts. Dave's not having it. Big deal.
Well, we heard from the people. You remember they voted.
We got more people now.
Well, I'll put it out again. Who wants to hear about our poops?
Do that.
No.
See, you won't even do the poll. He doesn't want to know who likes poops. Everybody loves poops, Dave.
No.
A nice poopy poop.
No, what is the matter with you?
He's holding back.
Look how low energy Matt is tonight. Remember how energetic he was the last time?
I barely remember.
Yeah, that's because I went and got a coffee.
Oh.
So why didn't you go get a coffee?
Because I rolled.
Have a couple of cookies.
No, that's not going to help you. That's going to weigh you down.
You got water right there.
What were we just talking about?
Dave doesn't even like Oreos.
If you don't eat Oreos with milk, you shouldn't be eating them. Do you have milk for me?
Yeah, where's the milk, Dave? You don't even have milk here.
No, I don't have milk at the gym.
Imagine, like, you know how people at gyms, they have, like, blenders and stuff to make smoothies?
I blend milk
you
and
should,
Oreos.
Yeah, you should have an ice cream little bar. Make no sense.
Crazy.
Ice cream
I would
bar.
Love that. Oh, you got a full service. You got toppings. You got cherries.
We just put crumbled up Oreos on top of the ice cream.
So you would do that.
No, I don't like Oreos.
You don't like cookies and cream? Ice cream?
Nope.
Oh, my.
What do you mean?
Come on. It's
Why
a
not?
Top 10 flavor,
because
top 5 flavor.
What kind of ice cream do you like?
My favorite, chocolate chip cookie dough.
It's fine. It's a great flavor.
Ben and Jerry's chocolate chip cookie dough.
But where's the cookies and cream?
Who cares?
I like black raspberry.
From Cliffs?
We talked about
from
we already had this conversation.
Anywhere.
All right, stop right now. Seriously? We had this conversation already. Let's stop this. Right, you guys don't even remember we did this already.
Well, with Matt. What are we doing with that?
Anybody listening to this right now, if you didn't listen to Matt's episode, don't even bother because
we're
going to have the same
conversation.
Did we talk
about the same exact thing with
the same
Matt?
Thing. I'm going to go back and find the black raspberry talk.
So funny.
Man, we suck at this.
Yeah. I guess I was supposed to make this better.
Yeah, you're making it the same.
You are. So, Ed, what do you think about Matt competing at 155 if he weighs 160 now?
So you heard about our whole tournament experience. It was terrible. But if we found a tournament and maybe a different state, and we can confirm that it's a good organization, would you compete this year sometime?
Yes.
Okay. What do we got to do to get you to compete? Get in shape? Is that all it is?
No, he's got to learn jiu-jitsu first.
No, he's fine. He's doing great.
You just said nobody can shrimp.
Fine, but he's not doing it anytime soon. To fix somebody's shrimp, I'm
not shrimping?
You're not shrimping the correct way because your hands aren't in the right spot. Okay,
now good. He breaks it down better.
Now listen, he only needs about 2 weeks of three times a week where we just sit with him and we do drill. Not just him. We'll get a bunch of them.
Yeah, next week you're teaching.
All right, next week. It'll take 2 weeks, though. He's got to show up every day, though. He can't be in business classes.
He's very inconsistent.
Show up at least three times next week.
I'd come at least three times a week, every week. The roll of the eyes. I'm sorry we had snow.
All right, Dave, you were just talking about this. You want to get more focused on what's going on in here.
Yes.
Okay, we need to make a plan, and we got to stick to it. Slow and steady. We can't overwhelm them because they're easily overwhelmable.
Is that a word?
I don't know. But you know what I'm talking about. Do you agree with me?
Yes.
Make a nice, firm action, and we're going to group them
Can
together.
Can you say it all again? I wasn't really paying attention. Don't say it again. I agree with you. We're just going to put it into effect next week, right after you make your friggin' clip, okay?
The clips will be done over the weekend, I promise.
All right, let's continue this competition talk, though. So,
okay, he's 160. Should he cut to 155?
Is that the weight division?
If he does Grappling Industries, it's 155.
With the gi-on? When's the weigh-ins?
No, without the gi-on.
When's the weigh-ins? The morning of. That's a little tough. That's all right. We could do it. He could do 5 pounds.
Lose 5 pounds.
Yeah, you want to lose 5. Let me have those Oreos. You don't need those.
Why do I need to lose 5 pounds right now? I'm already anorexic looking.
You're not anorexic.
I need to get in a little bit of shape is the issue here.
So then put on 10 pounds of muscle and do 170.
No.
Could you imagine if he put on 10 more pounds of muscle? He's already the strongest person in this room.
I know, but that's not really going to help. That much extra strength isn't going to help. The technique's what's going to put him
so
over the
top. So let him lose 5 pounds. Lose 5 pounds of muscle.
No, you don't have 5 pounds of muscle. You have 5 pounds of fat on you, I swear to God. Let's call Gary. Didn't Gary text you?
In the group. Did he text me additionally?
Oh, no, you text him.
Let's talk about this. I have 2 children and a wife,
and I
work
both
full
of those
time.
Too, and me too.
How am I supposed to...
Just do it.
Get in shape,
just
too,
like Nike.
And
just,
come
just
and come here.
How, you get here early, and we'll start doing the kettlebells again.
Well, I don't know why we stopped, because we would have been 2 years deep right now.
I got a cold, and nobody continued when I didn't do it, so then it stopped.
Well, we need to do that.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
We used to do kettlebells every day for a half hour.
Which the glitch class?
Me, Dave, and Jim.
Well, Wednesdays used to start at...
Jim, where you at?
Wednesday, every day. So it was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays before class, we would do kettlebell workouts.
Let's get it back up. I was thinking about getting into kettlebells.
I got them back there. They're on the floor.
I seen them. I want the smallest one.
The smallest one is heavy.
All right, good. Let's start it up next week.
Fine. What day are you working?
Tuesday.
There, that's one day. One day down.
So what? I'm not coming here Monday either.
Okay.
Wednesday. Let's do one day. Let's try
one
day.
We can't do Wednesday. Wednesday now starts at 7 o'clock, right after kids' class.
All right, let's just roll. We don't need to do kettlebells. Maddie, just roll hard. We're going to make it hard
for you. I'm doing kettlebells on my own. I don't need you losers.
Maddie, just roll hard. I think every roll I do,
I
roll hard.
No, but efficient, all right? I'm going to target what you're doing. We're going to take the videos off the thing, and we'll start watching them. Right, Dave? We have the capabilities now. Dave's yawning.
All right, I'll admit, though, I'm just a little more nervous to compete at Blue Belt.
Sure.
You should be, because you can get killed.
And
can't get killed.
And I can't breathe as soon as I walk into the place. I competed twice, couldn't breathe.
Oh, you get nervous.
Oh,
yeah,
my
yeah.
Lord. Yeah, terrible.
That's normal.
That's normal.
You'll work through it. You'll be fine. All you got to do is listen to your coach. You should try that for a change. Listen to your coach.
But we got to practice that, all right? We're going to be in here and have rounds that actually matter, put a little bit of weight behind them, to give them a replicated feeling.
When we were doing our first competition, I don't remember, Jess and somebody, I were doing the first competition. I put her in the middle, and I made everybody watch, and she said that that just amped up the nerves.
Yeah, it does. That's what I'm saying.
So we'll do that with Matt.
BJ Penn used to
everybody
do that.
Everybody watch.
He used to just do, I think he did that every class.
Matt
like
and Sam.
Like three matches for the, well, that's a lot of matches.
I don't want to go.
You're not
going to
sit and watch that much.
I don't want to go.
I want to go with somebody I could actually roll with. Like
Joe.
No, he's going to go with John Stanley. It's a nice little round.
John Stanley's been beating him up.
No, John Stanley's been beating you.
No, John Stanley was beating me up when I wasn't here, and then I came back. Got to get my gas tank going again. That's when John Stanley beats me up. What's up, John Stanley? You're an animal.
Jay Stance.
He is getting that much better, and he will pass me soon because he's young.
He doesn't pass your guard?
Sometimes.
Oh, he's horrible then.
You know that, John Stanley? He says, you've been saying so many mean things.
Can't pass Matt's guard.
I'm a little over 2 years here, and listen to this guy, like 15 deep.
Matt.
And I was beating him
Peter
up last
Pan,
night.
The brown belt killer.
Not me. Maddie's never done it.
Not me either.
Come on. He passed your guard before.
One time, I think I wasn't looking.
Listen to this guy. He can never give me any credit on any podcast.
Have you legitimately passed my guard? Yes or no?
I crushed you last night. What?
Oh, my gosh. I want to explain to everyone your definition of crushing, please.
I don't know.
You saw him tonight. How did he do tonight?
Against you, I did horrible.
I did bad. I watched him. He was terrible the whole time.
That's what I'm talking about. Last night was a repeat of tonight.
You're terrible.
But, yeah, but I don't want to like tell him how bad he is. We got to lift him
up.
He
actually said after the round, he goes, don't tell me how bad I am while I'm rolling.
I heard you.
He doesn't ever want to hear about it.
What are we supposed to do? Lie to him? You tell me
no,
all the time. I'm not a liar.
I have no problem hearing about
no,
it.
No, you're not a liar. All right. But
Matt,
nice.
You're great at jiu-jitsu.
That's a lie.
I'm not supposed to be great at jiu-jitsu yet.
Well, let's have fun, Matt. Are you having fun, Matt?
I'm having a great time.
You have a good time?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Dave's no, falling asleep.
That's not yet.
Dave's doing great. This is our In the Bank episode, and Dave is really like phoning it in right now.
No, I'm not phoning it in. I'm great.
You've yawned
Where's
10
your
times.
Energy? I yawn. Yawn has nothing to do with how energetic I am.
Ooh, are you kidding me?
He's upset right now.
Yeah, he's wrong about that, too.
No, it's a lack of oxygen to the brain.
Breathe.
I can't breathe. COVID.
Yeah, your hair's not even looking spiky. You're all disheveled today.
Disheveled? Look at. Doesn't my face look fat, too? I'm still down.
You're
Why
down?
Does my face look fat?
Oh, I'm up. I've been eating like.
What's up? Get on the scale. You want to get on the scale right now?
No, it's 200. It's 200.
200? You're a disgrace.
There's only been one time that I saw you lose some weight, Ed, since I've known you.
2019.
What's
April.
Up with that, man? Yeah. You were doing
I
good.
I got two kids. I got a wife. I got
two
a full time job.
160. I got a full time job, too.
I know. I'm saying what you thing. Said.
You are saying, I was just going to point that out. You're using the same exact
he didn't even
excuses
he didn't
that
even
Matt
used.
You guys want to talk about what ice cream we like again?
No, please. Oh, my God. Matt, do you...
Listen, can I say something about Kian, though? Am I allowed to talk about him on the podcast?
Yeah.
Do you see how relaxed he looks on his feet?
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, you like that?
Yeah.
You like that?
Kid's amazing. He comes out. He looks like he's almost half asleep, totally relaxed. He's a monster on his feet. He hits the ground, falls apart, just like his dad.
What? Does he it's wrestle? True. He wrestles.
He wrestled. He wrestled yeah. 1 year, last year.
Oh, he wrestled it. 1 year, and then when they got there, they were complimenting him. He got it all here.
He did three tournaments.
But where's the jiu-jitsu?
He hasn't been here in
he
9 months
been here
or
in
something.
Months, yeah.
Oh, 9 months. That's
he's still what, not doing horrible, though.
All right.
No, he's not doing horrible.
He moves. He moves well.
That's, he does.
He do moves very well.
Dave, what's
I
want
to put him with Emmett, but he's not big enough.
I need this kid to gain some weight and a little bit of muscle because he's killing me. I feel like the girls are going to break his arm. Like he's just too skinny.
So feed him. What are you feeding
That's
him?
That's the problem.
What are you feeding him?
He's the pickiest eater in the world.
What are you feeding him?
Food. What do you mean? What am I feeding him?
Oreos.
Does he like Oreos?
He likes Oreos, yes.
Okay, don't give him Oreos. Give him meat.
He's 9 years old.
Give him meat.
How does
he's nine?
Wait, where does he stand on beef jerky?
I don't know if he's ever had beef jerky. I don't know if he'll eat
what?
Any. Yeah, he's
what
he's
kind a, of father are
he's
you?
He's picky.
Buy him some Slim Jims.
I crush
No, it's not Slim Jims.
It's not a beef jerky.
Isn't it?
No.
Oh,
it's
man.
Beef's products.
I don't know if that qualifies. Have you ever tried horse?
No, I want to try.
I want to try. Have you tried horse?
Why are we talking about eating horse?
What's
Isn't
the big
it like,
deal?
Go to no. McDonald's. Not a sponsor.
I wish. Oh, I'd love to get McRibs for free.
You know what's funny? I got an email from Fuji.
Right?
They have a podcast. So I'm like, let me put this garbage
Yeah, how is
on.
It? How is it?
It wasn't bad. I didn't listen to it because, I mean, I wasn't interested, but I wanted to hear the audio.
And it was good.
It wasn't bad.
I don't know. Why wouldn't you listen to it, though?
Because I didn't want to hear about it.
I didn't want to hear about it.
I got the email. I'm like, oh, let me check it out for a second.
Well, who are the people? It's the owners of it?
Some guy and Joe Lozon. He was interviewing.
Oh, Joe Lozon.
Yeah, he was interviewing Joe Lozon.
Joe Lozon
so
from
I will
UFC.
Listen to it. Yes,
yeah.
I will listen
him.
To it at some
Guess
point.
Guess what? Joe Lozon played StarCraft. He probably still plays StarCraft.
Let's talk about this. What is StarCraft?
It's a video game.
Thank you, Matt.
Okay.
Thank
like
you, Matt.
It's like chess, but real-time strategy.
What? Now, what is it on? The computer?
Yeah, computer.
Okay.
Not a gaming console?
Well, actually, it was on N64, but it wasn't meant for that. It's meant for a PC gaming.
Oh, so it's an
so
older
how do you
game?
How do you plug a remote into it?
You don't use a remote. You got to use a mouse and keyboard. You need all the keys on the keyboard. Very intricate.
How do you move the
are
characters?
You, are you asking this right now? You've never seen somebody play video games on the computer?
No.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Wow. It's insane watching somebody who does the mouse and the...
Yeah.
It's nuts.
It is crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts.
How do you... I want to see this now. So when was the last time you played a video game, Matt?
Me?
Yeah.
You play cell phone games?
Not cell phone games. I play PS4.
Oh, PS4.
So not that much, though.
When was the last time? Answer the question.
Last night?
Yeah, last night. Dave doesn't play any
I play
games.
FIFA.
I don't know what that means.
It's soccer.
Soccer. Oh, my God. I love it.
I play FIFA.
This is why we work well together.
Why? Because you know it and I don't?
No, because you don't waste time. Like, you don't have time to waste. All your time is spoken for.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't have time to do something silly as sit and play FIFA. That's silly to you. You have stuff to do. Let me do some stuff.
Yeah.
That's what's great about you.
That's great.
Yeah.
Maybe I want to sit around and do nothing
for a
change.
No, you really don't. You don't. It would drive you crazy. Like, are we done here?
Do you think it would drive me crazy?
For sure.
Why?
Sure.
What would I rather be doing?
Anything. You want to be doing something that's productive in some way. You just, in your head, video games is complete frivolousness.
That's correct.
That's why you don't do it.
Yep.
That's good. Wait, would you like go gambling just for fun?
No.
Yeah. See?
I would.
I mean, I have.
No, I love it. I like to just play. No, I'm not going to do it every day, but sometimes it's fun to just go sit and giggle and play money and talk to the dealer.
Okay. Blackjack.
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
21. You know what I don't like? They add it up so fast. Yes. I'm still like...
Yeah, it takes a while. Say, wait, hold on. Are you sure? Sure? Okay, yeah, you're right.
I've never done any card games or anything. I've been to like Atlantic City, but I've only done slots. That's it.
No, don't do
you're
slots.
Like grandma.
First time I went, 900.
That's Bing. Luck, though.
You won $900?
$900, and I was screaming. I was hammered.
They're like, we got to get the... White trash over here. We got to get him out of here. Too many beers.
He's like my grandmother. My grandmother goes down. She goes everywhere she goes every weekend just to play the nickel slot machines. She's telling us that it's the nickel slots. How much do you think she's losing there? Thousands.
Probably
right?
Lots.
She gets joy out of it. Sitting there,
no, she's old. That's
thing.
Fine.
I guess.
That's what they do.
But you'll never do that.
You called her for her birthday, didn't you?
Yes,
I did. Wow, you're the best.
I'm a good grandson.
You're the best grandson.
Whoa. I'm the better one.
No way. You didn't call her.
I didn't. Of course
I you know when it was? Do you know when her birthday was?
Of course I know when your grandmother's birthday is.
It was the tournament day.
Tournament.
Yeah.
Oh,
so that,
it was?
You know what that means then? I called her first.
He called her first.
Because he was busy.
I text Olga at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
While we were sitting in Jess's car waiting. Call my grandmother with the kids. It's her birthday.
That's nice.
Yeah. I got to Christina's house at 8 o'clock at night. What'd my grandma say when you talked to her? Oh, let's call her now.
Oh,
man. Did you sing her happy birthday?
We did. Yeah, everybody
okay,
did. Dan and his wife.
Oh, so you guys even beat
us
then.
And all the
then.
Kids, everybody sang.
You beat
yeah.
us then. We just did the four of us.
Best grandson.
Of course. Sorry, Grandma.
You just earned the best grandson badge. It's a podcast achievement.
Of course.
Unlocked.
I'm their favorite.
Definitely not. I'm the favorite all the way around.
No, I'm the favorite.
Definitely not.
Who used to stay there constantly?
What'd you do there?
Who worked on cars with Grandpa?
Oh, worked on cars with Grandpa. You never did that.
I didn't do that.
Look at him.
You
that's
didn't
right.
work on
did
cars
you ever tell
with Grandpa.
Wait.
You just bought a
hold
car
on,
and it sat there.
No, I worked on all my cars in
hold
the garage.
On, hold on. Stop it. Did you ever tell great Grandpa's story on this podcast? Because Dave has.
I have? What story?
Oh, about your grandmother chasing you around with the wooden spoon. You forgot about that
He
one.
Was there.
I was there.
She was chasing
all
both
right, well,
of us.
Give me another story.
She was hitting both of us.
Yeah. Go ahead, tell me a story. I'm going to tell you a great story about my grandfather.
When my grandfather used to go to work. And then we would drive around with my grandmother. Terrible driver.
I told them already the story.
Oh, you said the story?
Tell it anyway.
About her putting it in drive instead of reverse and hitting
no.
curves and stuff. You
don't
remember
that?
Oh, man. Yeah, that used to happen. Yep.
I have a couple stories. My grandfather was like the world to me. My grandfather's the best. And I played baseball and I was horrible. I could throw. I could pitch. And I pitched for a little while, but I could not hit the ball. I couldn't hit it at all. So... My grandparents lived in Lyndhurst, and we went. My mom drove me to Lyndhurst just so that my grandfather could teach me how to hit a ball. We walked down to some park that's on some river over there. I don't know the river. You know what I'm talking about? By
Lyndhurst,
Passaic
that's
River,
too
right?
Far, it's too far east for me.
But we walked down to the park, and he pitched me the ball forever until I could hit the stupid thing. I think he was throwing it at the bat, though, because I still never hit the ball. When I was a little kid, you know the sleigh that has like the ice skate? It's like the metal track.
Yeah, yeah,
midsummer, I'd sit on that sleigh.
Yeah.
And he'd drag me around by the rope.
I have that sled at my house. Do you want it?
The same one?
It is it.
Shut up.
I swear.
All right.
Can I bring it to your house?
Bring it. Let's slap it to the death
logo
on
it
and hang it
in
your house.
At my home anymore.
That's the same one that he used to drag us around in?
Yeah, definitely.
You want to hear something horrible that I did to my grandfather, though?
What'd you do?
You remember this story, Matt. He had this little, my grandfather, he does this. I don't know how. I want to learn how he does it. He'll like go somewhere and he'll be like, oh, that's a nice tree. And he'll take his pocket knife out and he'll cut a piece of the tree, like like a branch, a little twig off the tree. And he'll bring it home and he'll put it in a cup and whatever, and he'll grow it, and then he'll plant it in the yard, and then he has this friggin' tree.
No way.
Yeah, he's got the tree. You know the big tree in the...
I have no idea what you're talking about. Obviously, right. Grandfather liked Dave more than me.
I told you that. So he had this evergreen, or I think it was an evergreen, and he did that with this evergreen, and it was really little, and he put it in the ground at the house in Lyndhurst. And it grew, and it was only like a foot or something. And I was just walking to the car. We were leaving one time. And I don't know why, but I just looked back at my grandfather, and I just stomped on that. I was so young, and I stomped on that tree. So they would tell me about it every single time.
Did you kill it?
No, he saved it.
Oh, thank God.
He saved it. But he would tell me about it every time.
How old do you think you were?
4 or 5.
That's my little Ari. She's not that old, but she does stuff like that. She knows.
But I don't know why I would do that.
Right, what would possess a kid to do something so silly?
I have no idea.
Like, you know he loves it. Let's destroy it.
I don't know.
You are an animal. See? I told you.
It's the toughest man I know. Do you remember when we used to sleep over there? Nobody wants
to hear
this.
That's what I'm thinking of.
The sleepovers?
I was just the sleepover in Lyndhurst, air mattress,
in the living
breakfast
room.
In the morning. I remember smelling
buttermilk
bacon.
Pancakes.
Yeah, that was
my grandfather would sit on the couch next to us on the air mattress, crack open a Keystone.
In the morning?
No.
Oh, I thought you were talking about breakfast Keystones.
No.
I was like, damn, your grandfather parties.
Do you remember, I don't know when it was, but I ate a bunch of pancakes the one morning, and that's all Grandma talked about for like the next 15 years. You don't remember that?
No.
Maddie ate 5 pancakes.
You remember the story? We're driving home from Lyndhurst, though. She's driving us home, and I read every sign. I couldn't read. I was little. And like, you know, the signs on Route 80. I'm like, that says Hopatcong the whole way. And finally, we got to the one, and I said, that says Hopatcong. And my grandmother's like, yes. And I'm like, you mean I can read? And they tell me about, still, I'll be 40 years old next month. My grandmother will tell me about that the next time I see her.
You know what's sad about that?
Tell me.
You haven't impressed your grandparents since you were a little kid.
No, they ask about the kids all the time.
Yeah, your kids. You got to have some adult stories. Knock their socks off with one of your stories.
What am I going to tell
impress
them?
Impress them. Make them giggle. Do something silly.
Okay.
Make a TikTok video with your kids doing a dance. They would love it.
TikTok.
You know.
You want to go back to the time-wasting thing?
What's the time-wasting?
I'm not wasting the time on the TikTok.
Oh, that's not a waste. I could show you. That's very productive.
How is that productive?
I got ideas.
My grandparents aren't even going to see it.
You could send it to them privately.
They just don't know how to open a video.
Go to their house and show it to them.
We tried.
There's got to be a way they could see this video.
I have to bring my phone to them.
Perfect.
And why didn't I just do it in person then? I'll just dance right in front
fine,
of them.
Fine, learn a little dance.
I'm interrupting because you made videos that I was supposed to see. I never saw them. So,
well, listen.
What makes you think you're going to make a video that Grandma and Grandpa are going
to
see?
I'll have to bring it to them. That's what I just said.
Matt, we were just talking about an intern. I need an intern. You want to be an intern?
I don't even have time to
come exactly,
to
exactly. Video. Exactly, exactly. So shush. We got an intern. Scott, I'm talking to you. I'm going to call you tomorrow. You're going to pick up.
He's not going to pick up. We're betting. What are we betting?
What do you want? You don't even like Oreos.
I want the Oreos.
You don't want them.
I'll bring them home. I'll bribe the rest of my house.
They love Oreos.
They love Oreos.
You're one of the only people I know that does not like Oreos.
I didn't ask you this one before. Vanilla Oreos. What do you think?
Yes.
It's kind of like Nilla wafers.
Not Nilla wafers. Vienna fingers.
Oh, Vienna fingers.
Yes.
I can take them.
Vienna fingers are good.
That's right. You like your chocolate cereal, so you're a chocolate guy.
Chocolate all the way.
I like, what was the other one that you said? Nilla wafers. I like Nilla wafers.
Oh, Nilla wafers. I use those when I make the banana pudding. It comes out great.
You know what's good that I've been having?
What?
I mean, I haven't been having, but I've had the ginger snaps in a bag.
Yeah, but they're hard, right?
Yeah.
Ginger snaps.
I want
soft
cookies.
They're like spicy.
I want soft cookies. Soft oatmeal cookies.
Okay, go get some. I'll wait here. You're bringing us down anyway. We don't even need you.
What?
Go get the cookies. Go get the cookies. We'll wait here.
This is gonna be the top rated episode.
Tom's was a good one.
Tom's was good. I laughed. I still don't.
Are you all right? What's going on here?
It just popped. I don't know. I'm old.
I told you I'm going to Florida, right? And we're gonna have a great time. We're going to see the Mets. I'm gonna take pictures. You want to see them?
The what?
The New York Mets.
Why are they gonna be in Florida?
That's where they do spring training.
Oh,
it's preseason.
When's that start?
Soon. No. February.
Baseball. What a waste.
No.
That's America's pastime. Do you believe that?
Yes. America.
No. We need to come up with a better sport, something that people actually
watch.
Listen,
you and your grandfather bonded greatly over baseball.
Yeah, I know.
Be appreciative.
It's horrible. I hate baseball.
Me too, but I bonded with my father the same way.
But were you good at baseball?
I was the opposite of you. I could hit, I couldn't throw. So it was fun to hit.
You were a pinch hitter.
No, no. I could play the field serviceable. I wasn't great. I was in the outfield. I could catch the ball in the outfield.
Did you play right field?
Right field.
See?
I was good at it.
But right field is where they put everybody that can't play.
Yeah, but...
Wasn't your dad the coach?
Yeah, he was.
And he put his own son in right field.
Listen, my dad didn't teach me how to shower. My dad couldn't teach me how to throw because he didn't do either.
Oh, boy. How is he a coach?
No, no, he could teach people how to do not the throwing. He works with other people that teach the throwing. He teaches the hitting. He's a very good teacher for hitting.
How about signs? Did he teach you how to signs?
He was the worst. All right, so my dad was so bad at signs that when we were probably fifth or sixth grade, the other team, his signs were so simple that the other teams like picked it out way easy, and then they just used it against us and they beat us.
What grade?
Like fifth or sixth grade.
It got complicated enough that in fifth grade that you used signs?
Yeah, well, the big field, maybe the seventh grade. The first year on the big field we were playing, and my dad would just do this. Just one move, and then they would know, like, oh, once he does that, then they do this. And
what
then,
does that mean?
If for us, it meant take, don't swing. So what they would do, they'd just lollipop a strike in there, and it's like, you're letting them know that we're not swinging.
I think that you're supposed to swing. Swing away.
No, but sometimes you're not supposed to swing. When you're behind big, one hit big home run's not going to help you. You need to get on base, so walks are just as good as hits.
But it was a strike.
Sometimes you got to sit and hope that they throw balls.
That sounds like a ridiculous theory.
It's a good theory, but not if they know you're doing it. Then it's a stupid theory.
Matt, did you play baseball?
Nope.
You guys don't know what I'm talking about.
No sports for me.
Dad,
you didn't
sorry.
Do soccer either?
Nope.
How did I get forced into soccer as a child?
I did soccer, like two practices, baseball, yeah. A couple practices. Not for me. None
so
of
no
it.
Sports? No.
Nothing.
What did you do for fun?
Got in trouble.
Rode a skateboard.
Oh, skateboard. Cool. What's the best trick you could hit?
Nothing, right?
I wasn't that good at all.
Yeah, I couldn't skateboard either.
So I thought you didn't spend your time like doing something, getting better at something?
No.
No.
What do you mean, no?
He didn't.
What'd you do after school?
Got in trouble.
What were you doing? Throwing rocks at stuff?
Doing bad things. It's just cool to do bad things.
I guess. I've done some bad things, too. I can't throw stones.
Live in a glass house.
You ever do a bad thing, Davey?
Never.
Oh, you
and I
liar.
Never will.
Come on.
It's a true story. My kids listen to this podcast.
I guess, but eventually you're going to tell your kids the bad things that you did, right?
No.
Never, ever.
Nope.
My dad's told me every bad thing he's ever done.
Really?
Yes.
Now think about this. Maybe he's only ever told you half.
Nope, not my dad. I've unpeeled the whole onion all the way to the core.
That must really smell, especially since there's no showers.
Some of the stories were pretty stanky.
Make your eyes water?
Yeah, sure. He's made me cry before with a story.
Really? Matt, if you could go back and do it all over again, would you do sports?
Yeah, I would have wrestled 100%.
Wrestle 100%, me too.
There you go. Can you tell my son that, please? Actually, he's been asking to wrestle.
100% I would have wrestled.
He's like, I want to wrestle, Dad, but not for the town. That's the only one that matters.
It really is.
You could have done jiu-jitsu 14 years ago when I told you to sign up.
You want to tell you a wild card? Gymnastics. That's something I would have done.
Yep.
I would have had the flexibility and the strength. That's why I'm like...
Ballet.
No, not ballet.
Flexibility.
Yeah, but the strength.
Yoga.
No.
Ballet dancers are strong. They
Their
throw
legs are
girls
strong.
And catch them and stuff.
You're all right. I was thinking about from the female
cheerleading.
Perspective. Cheerleading's strong. Yeah.
There you go.
No, but gymnastics Perfect. Is cool. Though.
Got it all.
Doing flips.
Is that cool?
You think gymnastics is cool? All right. Matty, what
Jean-Claude
do you,
Van Damme
we
did
were talk,
ballet.
We were talking about who's cool. Like, who was cool to you?
Ask him.
Who was the coolest person in your life when you were like a teenager or early 20s? Who did you think was so cool? It doesn't have to be somebody you know. Somebody famous, too.
Who did I think was so cool?
Tom Petty?
Did you even think about that?
Like, who did you look up to? There's somebody you want to be.
I liked music.
Yeah, yeah, who in music?
You know what I mean? Yeah. So, like...
Who's you like?
I liked, like, The Offspring.
The Offspring.
Yeah.
So The Offspring was cool?
Yeah.
Yes.
Back in the day, absolutely.
But was like as a collective unit or were the people in The Offspring
as
cool?
A collective unit.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be an individual. He's right. He's saying the message that they were sending. He liked it. Good music with a good message.
Okay. What was the message?
My friend had a girlfriend and something.
And he hated her, right? Yeah. Didn't he hate her?
That's back when I had cassette tapes. My
yes,
first cassette
cassettes.
Tape, I think, was Offspring.
You know, he has like 5 million CDs, right?
Yeah, I collect CDs.
So you, oh, so that's what you did. All right,
yes.
Music was your thing. All right.
Yes. Wait, how do you listen to those CDs now?
I have a CD player in my car.
You do?
Yeah. I had all the CDs on my computer, and I had them on an iPod?
You know how to
do
that?
Listen to me. I did.
Look, what is he doing with the mic? Look, he's getting all worked up.
This is
up
years
now.
Ago. Now, it's different today, all right? Now, I still buy CDs.
Why?
I order them offline.
Stop
when
doing
some,
that.
Why?
What a waste of plastic.
I want to use foul language at you right now because you're one of them guys that does all digital.
Yeah,
not
that's
for me.
Where
never,
everybody's going.
Never.
Yeah, but I have all these old CDs.
You have CDs? Give me them.
I have some CDs. I want to put them. I got the iPad over there. iPod over there.
You can't figure out how to do that, Boomer. That's like a 20-year-old technology you can't figure out.
Not here, but at home. Yeah. So I've brought it here, and one of the parents one time helped me put a whole, I don't remember what CD, but they helped me put one CD on there, and I was like, thank you for showing me. And I got the next CD, and I tried to do it, and I couldn't figure out
exactly
how to do
you
it.
You want to know why this podcast isn't successful? He can't even figure out how to
that
do 20-year-old technology.
Sense.
I don't do that stuff.
That's all I did. All I cared about was me. I used to go to a lot of shows.
FYE.
Little concerts around.
Sure.
That's what I did. Three, as many as
put
I could
mic,
a week.
Put the mic, put your
as
face.
As many as I could a week. That's what I did.
That's awesome. See, yes. That's what I'm talking about. So who was cool? The Offspring was your cool band?
Well, no, that's like when I first started. On all these shows I used to go to, it was a little
tell
different.
Me, work your way up.
I went
through
into
your musical
like the,
journey.
The metal hardcore scene.
Yeah, who's a band?
Hatebreed, let's say.
Hatebreed. I don't know who
you don't
is.
Know Hatebreed? Of course not.
Do you know Hatebreed?
Of course I don't know Hatebreed.
I'm not even going to sit here
and
name
this. Yeah, but did you ever play
bands.
Music away?
Yeah, because you named a couple. You used to play one that was on that Tony Hawk video game. There was a song, and you would name the song.
Probably, yeah.
You played
absolutely.
It, whatever it was. Yeah. You don't know what I'm talking about? It was a popular song.
You know how much music I know?
Come on, Tony
to?
Hawk Pro
Tony
Skater
Hawk.
2 soundtrack.
Pro Skater 2. I think it was probably one.
Oh, the original
We're talking
one?
About old, man. I haven't seen video games in
I
years.
I like this. I listen, Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2 soundtrack. Look it up. Every song in there is a banger. Every single one.
When Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1, the demo came out, so before they released the game, me and my friend sat there and played that. Forever.
Yes.
Tony See, I think Pro it was Scare, on that.
The demo. Probably.
Okay, what was the song?
I don't know. Goldfinger's on there, I think.
Oh, Goldfinger. Oh, yeah. My God. I haven't listened to Goldfinger in years and years.
Wasn't Primus on there? The Jerry is a race car driver?
I don't know. I'm not into Primus.
If we had a camera right now, you could just see my face. I am so lost. Keep going. Right,
go to more poppy music that more
poppy,
people would know.
No poppy.
Nothing poppy.
No. You would play this music. No.
What's the poppiest thing you listen to? Like something you would consider like this is the poppiest thing. This is as far as I'll go.
Poppy, that's what we called our great grandpa.
You listen to Slayer?
Hell yeah.
That's kind of. That's like, I'm saying like a
not
little
poppy.
Not poppy. I'm saying a little more mainstream. Like more.
Oh, you're saying
a
mainstream?
Wide range. Yeah, more mainstream.
Green Day.
Absolutely
he used to like Green Day.
Oh, Green
like
Day. Green
Day.
Day. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dookie, come on.
Anything
Who
before 2005?
Like
you didn't like anything after 2005, right?
What happened in 2005?
They sucked.
Oh, Green Day.
Yeah, Green Day.
Oh yeah, no. After what was after Dookie? Like Insomnia or something? Insomniac.
I guess after the millennial, yeah, they sucked.
No Why good. Are you playing with the wire there? Can you just sit and hold the microphone?
What's the problem?
I don't know. It's
Why
really,
you always gotta
you're kind of weird me
All
right,
hold
right
on.
Now.
So this is something I asked somebody recently. Mm-hmm. What is the last band that you got really into? Like really, a lot. Like brand new songs that got you excited
I know
again.
This.
Who
Tool.
Tool?
Yeah, I'd say Tool.
Tom Petty.
Recently?
Well, the newest,
yeah, the newest
album.
Oh, the new album.
Yeah, I was obsessed. That was a masterpiece.
Wait, did you listen to the new album?
The new Tool?
I have. If it comes on
it
when I put
it on.
It
definitely comes on here.
Yeah.
Does it? I never heard it. I heard the old stuff.
You've heard it. You've heard a couple of the new ones.
I gotta start paying attention.
He says they're really long. Didn't one come on the other day and you're like, you know the song is 15 minutes?
15
I'm like, that's fine.
Minute song?
Oh, yeah.
What are they doing?
I have a lot.
That's too big of a commitment.
Oh, I have lots of music that's long.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Why do you like such long songs?
I was really big into music, still am.
Yeah, but why is the song going to be so long? I like the Beatles, like 90 seconds to 2 minutes. That's great.
Isn't there a really long song that people use as their wedding song? Steven Tyler. What band is that?
Aerosmith?
Yeah, the one that the dad and the daughter always dance to. It's like 9 minutes or something.
9 minutes? I don't
know.
Yeah,
but they always
song.
Cut it down.
You gotta cut it down.
I have albums with 18 minute long songs.
Rain and Blood?
That's a Slayer song.
Oh. Yeah. All right, I was testing you. Correct. That's the only one I know.
Matt, you remember? I don't know how you got into music, though, because when we were kids, we'd be driving around and my mom would be playing Milli Vanilli.
Yeah, Milli Vanilli. You mentioned that
last time
too.
Time?
We, right. Yep. Forgot. Go cut ahead. Go into all of it. Tell them everything.
How'd we get to music?
Let's just
then.
Redo it.
How are we both that that we can't?
You can't
remember?
Say that word. I'm gonna have to idiot
Why,
that
what's
one.
Wrong with the R one?
That's the, you can't say the R one.
You can't say it anymore. Slow. Mentally challenged.
I don't know if you're making it any better.
Just don't bring it up. That's how you do it. No, but Matt, I was into music just like you were. Just I like the emo stuff.
What the heck is emo?
Like Hawthorne Heights.
Oh, okay. You like
Silverstein?
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. What the heck does that mean?
Scary Kids Scaring Kids.
I can't do that, man.
I love that. I saw them live. It was fantastic.
I don't know what you're saying to me.
The girls like that music. I want to be around music where the girls like. The girls don't like that metal
music.
So
he knows You definitely know a lot of music. I know then if you're on that level.
Sure.
I know a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah, he doesn't like the girly music. He likes for the men. I like the one where the girls listen too, and they go higher pitch with the voice.
Did that work for you as a kid?
No, no. I was too stinky to get any girls to like me.
But I don't even know what that stuff means. You're listing these bands.
So wait,
I don't know
when you were in like high school or college, you just didn't care about music at all?
Just whatever was on.
Just whatever's on. That's how his personality. How is he so different than you?
No, you know what? I have some CDs in my car. I'll still put them on and sing. I have Lit. You know Lit?
Lit, yeah, 2000. Yeah.
Okay, you just, what years did you just say?
I know, but like, what do you like now? Like, you don't like anything new.
I don't listen to music. The only time I listen to music is here. When people turn on the music at work, I walk over and I turn the radio down. I'm on one side of the shop, and the guys have slowly moved away from me because I unplug the speakers on my end of the shop, and they want to hear the radio.
Yeah, what's wrong with you? You got, like, music's so
beautiful. I'm a rare breed, though. I know lots of music, and there's not lots of people who know, like, as much music as I
do. I definitely don't know as much as
Scott you do. Scott is on my level with music.
No way.
Yeah, and Dean. I couldn't believe Dean the one night. Some of the bands, it was insane. I was like, wow, man.
See, that's what I want to do. Let's get in the circle and share music with each other.
I'm down. I have so many CDs. I'll take a picture.
Dave, don't you want to come do this? This is fantastic.
No, I don't care. You want to do it with podcasts?
That's what they've been doing with Patreon only. Like Joey Diaz, I'm on his Patreon, and he could play music and not worry about the copyrights over there because people are paying and it's a private thing where there's not that many people. So I would love to do that one day where we just sit around and share music that, you know, inspired us or where we were. Because music is like a time machine. You can remember exactly the spot for certain songs.
Totally agree.
The way I would listen to music is I'd have like a 20-song playlist, and I would listen to it for months. You know, the same songs over and over again. And then I switch the playlist. And then it just puts a timestamp on it.
You just made me think of a band.
Yes.
Stone Temple Pilots.
Stone Temple Pilots.
That was my band in that time frame.
Nice.
Right? Yeah. I'm guessing kind of. I listen to stuff, all right?
Yeah, I know, but you got to be able to pull it up on command. Yeah, I want you to listen to more music. Yeah, look at all this stuff. You got all these CDs.
I have lots.
Oh, sorry.
Well, how wide is your range, though?
Like very
wide. Range? Very wide?
Yeah.
You like rap?
Not much, but
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yes.
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
I don't need
that's
any
only
of
what
that.
He brings up.
I don't want to hear any more Biggie. Okay,
Biggie.
Good. Yes,
they overrated. Know. They know. Everybody knows all the stuff that comes on. They're like, you know this one, right, Dave? And I'm like, I don't know. I might have heard it before. They're like, this is blah blah blah, and I'm like, okay.
You listen to Post Malone?
No.
Why not? He's cool.
Nope.
He's got tattoos on.
You said that the other day.
Yeah, but I think he should like him.
I don't know.
No.
Why? He's too cool?
It's not my speed, man.
See,
sorry.
You got to get out of this mentality.
Not my speed, man. Sorry.
I love him. I've been listening to Bieber, Selena Gomez, Ariana Grande.
These are kids.
They're not
things.
Kids. They're full-grown adults now.
No, but the kids listen to that.
Yeah, and
that's
this,
what
see,
I want to be. I want to be cool with the kids.
That worries
young
me.
Young adults.
You just lost me.
No.
That's it.
Thanks.
Why? They're the future. Why can't we be friends with them?
No, they should just...
They should just
us.
What?
Respect
no.
Us. See, we don't need to be friends.
We're changing the mentality.
Are you trying to be friends with your kids, Ed?
For sure, yes.
No, not me.
Yes,
I
you
just
are.
Want them to shut up and listen.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You want to play and have fun.
No, I will play and have fun, but I don't want to have fun.
I don't want to.
That's not how I meant it.
Yeah, crazier and crazier by the day, I'm telling you. It's really coming out.
I just want them to respect me and do what they're told. We're not friends.
There's a lot of red flags here. He doesn't eat Oreos, and he doesn't listen to music. This is creepy.
I always said I don't trust somebody who doesn't enjoy their music.
Or Oreos.
I still like Nirvana.
No, you don't.
Nirvana.
Yeah, I'll sing.
Yeah.
Somebody
here,
came on
here,
at work, and
Nirvana,
I sang.
Nirvana, Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Bush.
Oh, Bush.
A Bush?
Oh, yeah, he was on a Bush kick.
I still have Matt's CD.
That's it. No, you don't. You have my Sublime CD.
Oh, I have your Sublime. Sublime!
Yes.
I'm kind of sick of them. They were my favorite, and now I've heard of
big
too
on
much.
Sublime.
I have the Rio soundtrack in my car.
Good for you. Fantastic.
Man. Coming from a guy who watches Twilight.
Twilight. Do they have a soundtrack? You know what's funny? Because he plays some fancy...
There is a song on the Twilight soundtrack that I do like. The one at the end.
Oh, no. This is like something on the piano. And then it's in like a whole bunch of movies or we'll be driving around. And I don't know, something. And I'm like, hey, this is from Twilight.
Wait, did you guys watch the Super Bowl? Or no, you didn't care at all.
No, I didn't even know the Super Bowl was coming until the Thursday before.
You want to talk about the Super Bowl? We watched it because my kids wanted to watch it.
Yeah.
The only football game I
watched.
Wait,
hold on. How old is your son?
Nine.
That's a great age. That's around
the time. You know what's funny? Eagles fan.
Eagles fan.
Just always like the Eagles. I don't
and
know
they
what
just
it is.
Won. How lucky
just
is he?
Just the bird?
Eagles.
What did the Eagles win?
They won the Super Bowl a couple years ago.
Oh, I was like.
He's got Eagles jerseys. Just always.
Did
Eagles.
You show him that movie? Invincible? Invincible, right? With Mark Wahlberg.
That's your favorite football movie?
No.
What's your favorite one?
Unnecessary Roughness.
That was a good one.
I never saw that.
Oh, it's got the hottest girl in the world in it, too.
No.
It's from like the 80s.
It's got to be.
What's her name? Kathy Ireland.
Is it like a comedy?
It's kind of funny.
I like Any Given Sunday with Jamie Foxx and Al Pacino.
Any Given Sunday. Never saw it.
I think you'd like it. It's pretty chill.
I don't know what chill is.
It's fly.
You keep trying to say stuff like... I talked about this the other day. Did I bring it up on the podcast? I was listening to Rogan with Brian Redband.
Yes.
I don't know what the heck got into him, but he's like trying to cram fresh into his...
Fresh, yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'm going to have to turn this crap off. Luckily, he stopped, but he did it like 3 times in a row. He's like, oh, man, that's so fresh. And I'm like, what are you doing?
He's trying to be cool, too. He's way older than you.
Don't. Just be yourself.
So you're going to make fun of me if I start saying fresh?
I'm going to throw you out of here.
What about, hey, don't be so fresh, Dave.
No,
I think that's different.
Yeah, that's way different. That's like, here's daddy.
He's dad humor like me.
Yeah, you guys with your dad humor. All right, tell me about your Super Bowl story, though.
I don't really have a story. We just watched it.
You watched it?
Yeah, we watched it.
Was it fun?
Yeah,
Did you make chicken wings?
Oh, Buffalo.
That's what I'm saying. Wings? Tell me about your experience. That's what I'm asking you.
The Chiefs and the Buccaneers, right?
Let's talk about this. The only thing that I cared about with the Super Bowl was the food. End of story. I'm not a football guy.
I wasn't even invited.
Don't need to watch it. It was me, Jen, and the kids.
What kind of food do you have?
Just finger foods, buffalo wings. And
with bone in?
No.
Boneless.
Boneless.
We've talked about this already. Stop talking about this.
Purdue. Whoa, I'm talking about Purdue.
I don't even care. We for sure talked about boneless wings last time. Please
with
stop.
Him?
Please, I'm begging you. You got to go back and listen to it. I swear we talked about this. Oh, my God.
What event were we doing that we were having?
We were just talking about somehow wings came up again because I love wings, and you idiots don't like the bones in them.
I like the bones.
Anything with a bone.
I know.
What do you mean? What?
Nothing with a bone. What do you want to eat that's got a bone in it?
You're like my stepfather. You can't have any bones in the food.
I don't want to deal with the bone. Just give me the piece of meat.
If there's meat there, I'm eating it, bone or not.
Chicken bones.
Sure.
I'm not dealing with the bone.
All right. We already had this conversation. Good. I agree with you. Do whatever you want.
Okay. I'm leaving. That's what I'm wanting.
Oh, is that where you got the phone calls? All right. We did. All right. I don't even know. I feel like we just had the same conversation.
Some of it was fun, though.
It was funny to realize what the hell we're doing.
What are we doing?
Just talking the same things again. I hope anybody that listens to this listens for the first time to Maddie and not the other one. All right, Davey's got to go to bed. I had a good time with you, Maddie. I hope you guys enjoyed. Stay tuned for the outro. Don't forget. Woohoo!
There we have it. The episode, but the outro is not complete without a song from Sweaty Daddy. Go.
I don't have one.
Come on. It's a small world after all.
No, I'm not singing that one.
Row, row, row your boat.
Row, row, row your boat.
All right, that's enough.
You picked the song.
Can you be more prepared next time, please? You knew we were doing the outro. It's because we're using this antiquated equipment.
Don't say antiquated.
That's the right word, isn't it?
That's the first time you said that.
That's why I'm checking to make sure it's right.
Well, how'd you feel about talking to Maddie?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure? You don't even remember?
No, I remember it. But if we repeated the first episode word for word accidentally, then that's not good.
Listen, please, anybody that hasn't listened to the first episode with Maddie, go back and check it out. You'll learn more about him. Maybe. I don't know.
But what percent did we repeat?
There was more than I care to admit. It was like, he's starting to talk and I'm like, we definitely did this before. And then it was basically word for word with the raspberry ice cream. It was driving me crazy. I had to stop it.
So finally, he brought his daughter to train jiu-jitsu. She's an age older than, I don't know how old.
Great.
Seven,
good. Eight, great uncle.
Something like that.
Great uncle.
And I don't know. And it was like a repeat of your daughter being in class. I couldn't understand what was going on.
She was having a hard time.
She had crying, scream. I don't know if she actually cried, but she was screaming that she didn't want to work and she didn't want this person to do the move on her. And
yeah, I was a little upset when my daughter did that because
she's 4. It's
acceptable. I know. Is it though? Your
Not
face was
really.
Like, yeah, see?
But what am I going to do? It wasn't a normal 4-year-old class. Normally I have 3 to 5-year-olds and the class is only a half hour. She did pretty good for jumping into an hour long class.
She didn't want to quit. So I don't want to scare her away. That's what I get upset about. I don't want to traumatize her.
She was going to be traumatized.
Yeah, I don't want to traumatize her. I want to give her a real chance to like it because she is not really a fighter. Her personality isn't that way. She lets my little one bully her. My little one's going to love it for sure.
I know. I can't wait.
But Lil, I got to get her. I got to make it comfortable for her. She wants to be comfortable. So I'm going to try Yanni's. I haven't even asked him yet. I'm just going to show up.
He listens.
Are you sure?
I think he still listens because he rolled with John Stanley last night and he said, oh, finally, Like he was looking forward to it. I asked him, I said, did he call you John Stanley? He's like, I don't remember.
Ah, I was sad I couldn't go. I saw them all posted on the Facebook that they were going to go. And I was like,
I want to add it back into my routine.
What about next
Let's
week?
Do it next week. But if I go, I have to go earlier. Do you know why?
Because you got to work out?
No.
Oh, I don't know why.
No, I have to leave for Yanni's earlier because I want to drag Emmett.
Oh, that'd be great.
He took the adults class today.
Yeah.
Because he's like, Dad, I can't do the kids class anymore. There's nobody my size. What am I supposed to do?
What did he say? He liked it?
He did, but it was very hard for him.
It's hard. Yeah, for sure. It's going to be hard.
I know. He didn't even jump into an hour-long class. He jumped into the hour-and-a-half class.
I hate the hour-and-a-half class. Too long.
He's more of a man than you, although he took rounds off. Did you take any rounds off today?
Not today.
He started with the warm-up today, though. Ed, did you do the warm-up today?
I was recording my own podcast, which will come out eventually.
Why don't you give that a little plug?
I don't want to plug it yet. I want to plug my
you
social
told
media.
Me beforehand.
No, I want to plug myself, not my podcast. The podcast is still a work in progress. I have not reached the expectations I set, so I'm going to lower them. It's going to come out eventually. I'm working on it, but if you would like to follow and see the clips that I have been making, follow me on Twitter and on Instagram at Sweaty Eddie. That's SweatyDDY. Why three? Because I made the account when I was 16 years old and I don't want to change it.
You've had Instagram for 16 years?
No. I'm saying that tag, it used to be my gamer tag and it's never taken because it's so silly. Nobody would take that. So if I wanted to get SweatyEddie.com, it'd be very easy if I just put the three in there.
All right.
So go check that out because I have been working on things. I've been making very little progress, slowly chipping away. Nothing substantial is happening, but it's going to, Dave. Don't you believe in me?
I do, but I don't know what happened. You took a couple, what is the saying? 2 steps forward, 3 steps back.
Yeah.
You're back again, and I feel like I'm having to ride you hard again, Ed. Not that I mind. I will push you and continue to better yourself, but man, you're starting to tire me out.
I'm tiring myself out.
You were doing so good for so long. What happened?
I'm still doing good. I'm just not doing as good as well.
Can we step it back up? I want the old Ed back.
Fine.
Do you get sad for the winter? Seasonal anxiety?
It's not seasonal. It's just the general anxiety has been taking me over lately. Just because I have expectations and they're still haunting me.
Well, you're not going to reach those expectations if I have to call you up and ask for stuff every day.
No,
do
I will.
It without me prompting.
No,
you.
I won't. You love to prompt, so you're going to keep prompting, and I'm going to keep doing. Because on Thursday, I didn't want to come. Just the thought of you saying, oh, Ed, what happened? We're supposed to do blah, 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 blah. And I showed up, and we did a great podcast with Maddie that you just heard, and that's it.
Okay. Keep doing better, Ed.
How about you do better? You're not doing better either.
I'm not doing better?
You're doing less. As less as usual.
Less? I'm doing better. I'm working out every week. I'm still eating good. And I'm training like an
the
animal.
The podcast, I mean, can you just help a tiny bit more? When you help even a little, it really does motivate me.
Okay, I'll keep pushing you.
No. That's not what I'm talking about.
What can I do? Give me this. Give me the antique.
You want it?
I'll start doing podcasts that I can give to you, and then you can make that the episode.
I would love that.
I'll do that. I don't need you.
By yourself?
Yeah.
I would love
Dr. to Dave, you want to be on my first podcast?
I would love that. I would edit your podcast for sure.
There we go.
I'm going to leave this with you.
Set. You're going to leave this with me? You got to get the card, and then you're going to have to bring me
the
card back.
I don't know. I'm not leaving it with you, but eventually...
I'll buy it off you. $5.
No.
Six?
You
$7.
Can borrow it when you're ready.
I'm ready.
You're not ready.
I am.
Well, I need
Didn't
the card.
I tell you what I did?
What'd you do?
I recorded a whole podcast.
No, you didn't.
I did. Let me tell you the story.
Tell me.
Just stop talking and listen.
What is it?
So, it was after the Who's Number One that Roberto was on last, or whatever fight he did last, right after we had COVID. Oh, that's what it was. It was, remember the card that I hung up on you on Zoom?
Yes, I remember.
It was that card. I recorded a whole podcast on my phone through GarageBand while I was driving. I did the whole thing. I hit record. It was going, started driving, and I talked. I did the whole entire podcast. I got to where I was going, and I went to play it to listen back. 2 minutes recorded.
Oh, that's why you haven't brought this up to me, because you were going to do a surprise.
No, I actually forgot to bring it back up to you. I told Dr. Dave, did I tell you? I told Dr. Dave.
But you didn't even record it.
It only, I guess it had a time limit with whichever window that I opened to start.
That's annoying, right?
Yeah, it was annoying because I thought it was great material. And if nothing else, you could have made clips and we could have pointed and laughed.
Of course. Listen, after I'm done using the card, I'll give it back to you when I see you next. And I would love for you to record something. I would love to edit it. That's my favorite.
Okay. And you're teaching this week.
Oh, yeah, a lot of I got at work on Tuesday, so Wednesday, Thursday.
Saturday.
I'm working Tuesday, Saturday. Sorry.
Maybe we won't do half guard next week then. Maybe we'll do something else. And then the following week, we'll do half guard because then you're, I don't know,
Wednesday, Sunday.
There you go.
But then I can't come on Wednesday. But you want me here Saturday.
But I want you here for the long classes.
Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday.
Tuesday, Saturday, the long classes. That way you can teach
Can I teach?
I am Italian now too. You can teach the escape from the back to deep half. You can teach the escape from mount to deep half.
Fine. Why? Push then it back one more week and then
one more week.
What are you going to do this week?
This week, we'll go open guard. Regular, basic open guard.
But I think what you're doing is right. Do escapes into guard.
That's what I do.
I could. Good. Not always, though.
Well, sometimes if we're doing passing or we're doing side mount, we do a pass into side mount.
I know, but I'm saying do it the opposite every time now for a little while until we get these guys to shrimp right. Because they're going to make progress, but it's going to be slow.
Yeah, but you can't. I don't like the way you're saying it. You're saying it like I haven't been working on this forever. Everyone is getting better. We just need to find a better way for the information to sink into their heads.
True. But that means we need to make a change because what you have been doing helps. But obviously, we could be more efficient.
Well, usually when we're on the bottom, we do an escape to get to the guard. When we're on top, we get to do a pass to get to the position to attack. We're back on the bottom again.
Okay, this is what I want to do, though. I'm not saying you don't do it. I'm saying we need to start training with resistance there more from bad positions.
Fine.
Just like you were doing with Sam.
Did anyone actually do that with him today?
I forgot. It's hard to pay attention when we're trying to find partners and then we don't even remember about them.
So here we go. This is an... I do this with everyone that I roll with, but today, I got Sam in half guard. I'm on top. I hug his head. He has a really strong underhook, and he's just trying to throw me over his head with the underhook. And I took the minute, and I said, Sam, do you feel this? This is the problem. Usually, I will do that with everyone that I roll with, but I really made sure that I pointed it out, and he understood how to get out. Usually, I won't show anyone how to get out. I'll just say, this is the problem. You need to address this. He goes, okay, but how? And then I said, no one ever asks. They just say, okay, and we continue to roll. So I showed him exactly how.
You need to assume that they don't know because they're not doing it. And what I'm saying is, start from side control, but start when they have the hand on the bicep already, and we go live from there.
Live from there, I understand.
But we don't ever do that. Like, if we do start from side control, we start with a head hug.
Yeah.
We could do both, but I'm saying start with it the right way so that you can fight from there, right? And then when you're doing a live roll, you're like, all right, I know where I need to get my hands now, and I know why it's so effective, because they feel it instead of hearing you talk about it.
Right. I understand what you're saying, but we never start from side mount. That is a great place to start. Side with the hand on the shoulder and the bicep. Fantastic.
There we go. All right. So I hope you guys enjoyed. This is To the Death Podcast.
Oh, this is still the outro? We're doing all this advice. Thanks a lot.
Nobody's listening anymore. They always shut it off before the outro.
Nobody even knows there is an outro because you put the music in. Maybe don't do music before the podcast.
It's too late. I like it the way it is.
I like
they
it.
They figured it out.
Forget them. Who cares what people think?
Nobody cares.
To the Death Podcast.
Episode 44.
Are you sure?
Yes.